Welcome to the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. I am the Queen of Pep Talks, Jessica Battle, founder and CEO of the Join Jessica XO brand, where I coach, speak, and influence women to improve their mindsets so they can become happier, healthier, and more successful than ever before. I am obsessed with helping women create the unwavering ability to believe in themselves in order to achieve a life beyond their wildest dreams. Each week, I'll bring you a series of pep talks that will encourage you to break through your own limiting beliefs and help you develop the mindset that will allow you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. If you are looking to lose your own bullshit excuses, get out of your own way, and grow into your infinite potential, well then, you're in the right place. Are you with me? Let's dive in. Hello, my love, and welcome back to another episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. Happy Monday. I hope that your day is off to such a fantastic, fantastic start. I am really excited to chat about today's topic with you on the podcast. I actually spoke about this a little bit the other day on my social media, and the feedback that I got on my Instagram stories was kind of mind-blowing, which I kind of knew that it would be because this is a conversation that I've had many times with clients of mine, with coaches that I've worked with. It's a conversation that I see commonly talked about, but in a very different way and from a very different perspective than I take on the topic itself. And that is having a lazy partner. And I'm going to share with you what inspired this conversation this time around. And I'm also just going to give you some of my thoughts and feelings around this, because for those of you, and I'm going to preface this message by saying, I don't want anyone to think that this message is me talking shit about Chris or me talking down on Chris, because I am not. Chris is an incredible, incredible husband. He is a very, very different person than me. He is the type of person that I need in my life. And I'm so grateful and happy that I married a person like him, because in a lot of ways, he has been a mirror for me over the last several years. And the reality is, I was a lot more like Chris when I married Chris 7 years ago. I've changed a lot over the last 7 years of my life, over the last decade of my life since I've met him. And that's okay. I do not hold Chris to the standard, and I don't think anybody should hold their partner to the standard that because I am doing something and I am working on something or I am changing something, then that therefore means that you also have to do the same. I deeply believe that my goals are mine and they are not Chris's responsibility. The person that Chris wants to be is the person that Chris gets to be, and the person that I want to be is the person that I get to be. And when we married one another, we made the decision to love each other no matter what. And obviously, neither of us are being people who are hurtful or harmful to the other person. Obviously, if you're being cheated on or abused in any capacity, that's a different story than I believe in divorce. And I would certainly walk away from my partner if that was the case for me. But the relationship that Chris and I have is incredible and very loving and very intimate and very special. And I wouldn't trade him for the world. That being said, he is also admittedly, in his own words, I would never call him lazy. He will call himself lazy. He laughs when I say sometimes, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm being so lazy, because he's like, you're literally the opposite of lazy. Like, how you could ever think that you're being lazy is wild to me. And I'm like, hey, it's how I feel in this moment. Chris will admittedly say that he is a lazy person. The other day, for instance, his day off, it was Monday. I got up in the morning and I went to the gym. When I left for the gym, he was sitting on the couch. And when I came home from the gym 2.5 hours later, after running errands and doing a little bit of work in my car, he was still sitting on the couch. I came upstairs and I worked for a couple of hours and I went downstairs and he was still sitting on the couch in the same exact spot, doing the same exact thing, watching TV. He sat there from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., literally did not move other than to get up, eat something, get a beverage, go to the bathroom, whatever. He lived on the couch. He becomes one with the couch, and I love that for him. Like, if that's what makes him happy, then let him do that. I don't operate that way. And I recognize that it's important for me to see how he can make me a better person. If you didn't listen to the Lessons in Love masterclass, I've talked about that masterclass a few times here. It's a free masterclass that I hosted inside of my Facebook community last year around Valentine's Day. And guys, it was so powerful. If you want to improve the way that you feel in your relationship and you often find yourself being annoyed or resentful towards your partner, that free masterclass will really, really shift your perspective. I highly recommend listening to it. If you click the Join Jessica XO Facebook community in the show notes of this episode, and then go into the guide section in that group, you'll see it in there and you can give that a listen. But what really brought this conversation to the surface for me was I saw a reel on Instagram the other day, and the caption of it, the face of the message says, "Millionaire explains how a lazy person will affect anyone around it." Number one, the headline is like, it feels very icky to me. It's like the lazy person is an infection and how they will affect any person around it. I didn't love the headline of it. But the message I think is a powerful one and an important one, especially for women like myself who have partners who are different than us. I'm actually going to see if I can play the reel for you here so that you can hear the audio of it. And then I'm going to speak about it a little bit. Here we go. This reel is from Business Villains on Instagram.
You sit next to a high performer, you will outperform by 15%. So a high performer just in your proximity will increase your performance by 15%. If you sit next to a low performer or underperformer, it will decrease your productivity by 30%. So every B player you bring on board is not just decreasing their productivity by 30%. It is that energy transfer, which is that everybody around them becomes a little bit less productive.
I know the audio wasn't perfect on that, so I'm just going to give you a synopsis of what she said. She said that if you sit next to a high performer, you are going to perform 15% above your normal performance level. If you sit next to a low performer, you are going to perform 30% below your normal performance level. That is quite astounding, honestly, and I didn't look into the research around it or see where she is getting that fact or that statement. But I do deeply believe that when we are in a community of people who lift us up, who empower us, and who are working towards similar goals, I feel for myself that I perform at a different level with 100% certainty. I also notice that if I sit down on the couch next to my husband and I pull out my laptop to work, I am far less focused. I am far less into what I am doing, and I am underperforming. I see that as a fact in my life. And the reason that I wanted to talk about this is because I know that there are a lot of women, a lot of people in general, and I used to be guilty of this myself, who will look around at their inner circle and think, I cannot be successful because the people who I am surrounded with, whether that's my partner or maybe that's my friends that I've had for 20 years, or maybe that's my brother and my sister, maybe that's my parents, maybe it's my coworkers, the people who are in my inner circle, the people who I see every day, who I talk to every day, who I have conversations with on a daily basis, who I maybe look up to or see as colleagues in my life, they are not people who really push me or empower me to be a better person. And we tend to convince ourselves that because this is our inner circle, and that inner circle is probably not going to change, that we then can't step outside of that and become the people that we want to be. I would never, you know, I don't like to say never, but I will say I would never divorce my husband because I am now a high performer and he is a low performer. Never is a strong word. Obviously, I could change my mind in 20 years. I don't know. But as of right now, I am incredibly happy in my marriage, not just content, but happy and fulfilled and satisfied within my marriage, even though I'm married to someone who does not necessarily inspire me or empower me to go out and be a better version of myself. I'm not telling you that you need to divorce your partner and get a new husband or wife in order to be successful. I'm not telling you that you need to cut off your best friend since the second grade to be more successful. I'm not telling you that you need to go get new parents or find an adoptive family to empower you to be more successful. But what I am telling you is that it is a conscious choice and a decision that you get to make at any given moment to put yourself in additional communities. Put yourself inside of spaces where you get to be around women or men who are performing at a higher level. One of the reasons that I've been as successful as I have in many areas of my life is because I put myself beside people who are outworking me. I put myself beside people who are pushing me. I put myself beside people who are more successful than me, who are further along than me. In every single area of my life where I've wanted to be successful, I have done this. You get to decide that you're going to hire a mentor and get inside of a mastermind where you are surrounded by people who are a little bit further ahead than you, who empower you, who are doing the work right alongside you. Have conversations with a mentor who is leaps and bounds ahead of you, who can teach you the things that you don't yet know how to do, who is showing up on a daily basis beyond where you are currently showing up. And you get to look to that person and be like, wow, you are now a part of my inner circle. And because of that, I grow. Because of that, I perform beyond where I normally would. This does not mean that you need to uphaul your entire life and create new relationships with every single person who means something to you. You don't have to kick those people to the curb. But I want you to please stop using, oh, my partner is lazy, or oh God, my friends are all so lazy, or the people that I work with, gosh, they're so lazy. They don't do anything. They don't work out. They don't eat healthy. They don't have businesses. They don't go for walks. They don't listen to podcasts. They don't take courses. They don't have coaches. Who gives a fuck what those people are doing? If you want to be different than those people, then you have to start doing different things and start having different conversations. And the reality is you get to decide that at any given moment. The only person, and I know that this hurts to hear because it hurts when I say it to myself, the only person that is standing in between you and the life that you want for yourself is you. Other people, yes, certainly they play a role in your life, but you cannot control them. You're not going to make your partner a high performer if he's not. You're not going to make your partner motivated and inspired and a go-getter if they're not. You may rub off on them a bit. I certainly have rubbed off on my husband in ways that make me very happy. And he has certainly rubbed off on me in ways that make me very happy. But I am not going to allow him being quote unquote lazy to make me be the same. And a lot of people, a lot of you are allowing that to happen. Well, my partner lays around all day on Sunday, so I'm going to do the same. And sure, you can lay around all day on Sunday. There's nothing wrong with that. But if there are things that you want for yourself, goals that you want to achieve, work that needs to be done, it's your job and your responsibility to get up off your butt and do it. And I say that as a person who picks herself up off her butt and does the work over and over and over and over and over for herself. I have not been handed anything that I've achieved in my life. I've not had a single person that is close to me inspire me to go after things in my life. Am I incredibly grateful for my husband and his support? Of course. If I say I want to do something, he has my back 100 times out of 100. And truthfully, he believes in me more than I believe in myself. And he sees more in me than I see in myself. He is 100% behind me. But he's not like, oh, hey, babe, I think you should do this. Oh, hey, babe, I think you should go after this new goal. Oh, hey, babe, how about we go after this goal together? Could you imagine? I can't. That's not the person that I married. And I am very happy with the person that I married. And I am still going to create the life that I want for myself, for us. But I bring my goals to fruition. No one else's responsibility. Your goals and dreams are yours. It's your job to get up and go after them. Stop using your inner circle as an excuse to hold you back. If you want new people in your life, go make those relationships, okay? I love you guys so very much, and I will chat with you on the next episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. See ya. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. If you were inspired by today's pep talk, be sure to share it with me by leaving a rating and review on iTunes so I can keep the encouragement coming your way. I hope you know that your support in helping me grow the podcast this year, it means so much to me. If we aren't already connected on social media, head over to Join Jessica XO on Instagram or join the Join Jessica XO free Facebook community for even more content that will inspire you to show up in your life to the best of your ability. Make sure you check out the show notes of today's episode for links to freebies, upcoming opportunities to work with me, and ways that we can stay connected outside of the podcast. I love you so much, and I cannot wait to chat with you on the next episode of the Queen of Pep Talks podcast. In the meantime, go fuck this day up in the best way possible.